Good day, dear friends. Today is Tuesday, July 29th. It is the solemnity of the Apostles Peter and Paul. And I'm enjoying a few days away at Cape May Courthouse for a little bit of rest and relaxation. And it has been on my mind for quite some time to do another podcast. And I've been strongly encouraged to do this by a very dear friend whom I truly consider my older sister. And it seems very appropriate at this time, as we are more than a year after the reopening of the church and of some parish activities due to COVID-19 and the previous shutdown, that I again offer an invitation to all of you who have not yet returned to church, to Mass and to confession, to strongly consider doing that. While it's true that Archbishop Perez has not reinstated the obligation to Sunday Mass, and we've been informed as priests of the Archdiocese that he will give the parishes due notice about that when the effective date for the obligation is in place again. But yet, it is safe, as we know, even nationally, it is safe that with those who are being vaccinated and the vaccinations seem to have some great success in preventing the contraction of COVID-19 and also allows for the safety of others, that I strongly encourage you to return to church. I was reading in the Office of Readings today, part of Christian prayer, and it was a reminder in John's Gospel of Jesus' appearance to the disciples on Easter Sunday night, the giving of the sacrament of reconciliation. We might recall the words, "If you retain men's sins, they are retained. If you do not retain them, they are not." But I can't help but think that perhaps, you know, for some, a return to the Eucharist may well be preceded by a return to the sacrament of penance. And I couldn't help but think, too, as I was reading that section from the Office of Readings today, that at times we as individuals can retain our own sins. And in retaining our own sins, we don't have that freedom that comes from the sacrament of reconciliation. We don't enjoy the peace of being free from guilt. Because in truth, every sin is forgivable, except for that which is termed blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which in practical terms is a personal belief that our sins are not forgivable. And by Jesus' redemption, by his becoming sin, and by his death on the cross and resurrection, there is no unforgivable sin, except that sin against the Holy Spirit, which is really more just a very personal opinion, which paralyzes one to healing. And so, sisters and brothers, dear friends, I really encourage you to return to the Eucharist. The live stream of Mass is a valuable tool, and especially for those who are not able to get out of their homes to come to church. But if you are, I just strongly encourage you to return to the Eucharist, Jesus' body and blood, his soul and divinity, because truly we need all the graces that we may obtain in this life, God's life and love, and especially through those sacraments which are frequently celebrated sacraments. As you've heard me say many, many times, like I am a broken record in this, especially the sacraments of reconciliation and of the Holy Eucharist. God bless you, and peace be with you.